This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now time for Game Time Without Boomer Esiason with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, BT, so we've been doing this as of late with a little different twist, some football cards for you. We'll get back to the baseball, especially in the postseason maybe. But for now, it's football season. Giants play week four Thursday night. I got you last week. You're going to read me the cards this week because I'll embarrass myself. Give me the 95. I gave you two packs there.
You want
right?
95. So you have the 95 Bowman, the 93 Tops.
Yeah,
you want to go with the 95.
Yeah, give me 95 Tops.
All right. Nice, sleek, kind of like a silverish tinted wrapper.
It's so weird how... Now, there are some people that listen and they get back to me like, oh, I knew all those football players. But for us, like, football was just... I never had football cards growing up. Minimal.
Same here.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to start with...
I was thinking we should change the rules of the game, too.
What?
We would just have to name a team that the player is on. Like, the general rule is you have to name the team that he's on that card. For baseball, I think that works. For football, we're lucky if we know who the player is.
Yeah, we could change the rules when
you have
it's my
turn to
go.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Henry Ellard. I think you should know this name.
Henry Ellard?
Yeah, you should.
It's not foreign, but, like, there's nothing about that name that rings a bell with the team. The Bears.
No, okay. The then Washington Redskins.
Okay. What position did he play?
He was a receiver.
Okay.
0-for-1.
You would have gotten that one or no?
Yeah, that one I would have gotten. All right. Corey Stringer.
Yeah, I know him. He passed away,
he
right?
Did.
Minnesota Vikings.
Dehydration, yeah.
Okay.
Rest in peace, big man.
All right, so there's one for two.
1-for-2. All right. Ooh, you see, this always happens, dude. This is a joke.
Yeah, what?
Aaron Glenn.
Was he with the Jets at this point?
Well, he
was. Jets in 95.
Look at
all
that
right.
Nice fade he's got.
That's a sick card.
That's
I like that.
A great looking card. I got to give that to
my son. I was going
to
say, bring that for Cole.
Yeah. I'll give that to him. All right, so you got the easier deck out of the chute.
Yeah. Oh,
you did.
Go.
It's obvious.
Do you remember what pack you did?
I don't recall.
You might have done Tops. Bowman is 95, so it's more recent at least.
Yeah, I don't really remember. Either way, I didn't do well. Brad Baxter.
Was he a lineman?
No.
There's a lot of Baxters I'm getting. Brad
Meredith
Baxter.
Baxter, right? From the TV show?
Fred Baxter is coming to my head for some reason. What's his name? Brad?
Brad Baxter.
Cowboys.
No, he was a Jet running back.
Ooh, I knew that. I
swear like
I was going to say running back. I thought running back. For some reason, Cowboys are coming to my mind. I was thinking lineman, but anyway.
I mean, look at this. Yeah. This is a joke.
Would you have gotten the Baxter one?
Yeah, he's a Jet.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course,
no,
100%. I mean, yeah, listen, okay, you're going to have to dig down deep for this one. You ready?
Yeah.
Emmett Smith.
Oh, nice. Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. God.
What year did he go to Arizona?
Let's see. They won it 96. I don't know if I had to throw it out there like 99.
Okay.
I don't know,
yeah, all right, but 95 still with
Steve Dallas. Berline.
Yes.
I know you know the position.
Yeah,
what
quarterback.
Position? There you go.
He's got to be Panthers, no?
Bounced around a little bit. This one's actually the Jaguars. I would have thought Panthers myself.
Okay, interesting.
3-for-6. Look at that card, dude.
That's a pretty
cool card. That's pretty sweet right there.
I don't remember
by the way,
him with the Jags.
Smith, Arizona, 2003-2004.
Wow, okay, that late. Huh? Yeah, okay.
All right, Rob Johnson.
Wide receiver, Cardinals?
Nope. No.
Uh-huh.
Quarterback for the, at this point,
oh.
Jaguars. I remember him, he was with the Bills. I remember seeing him with the Jets, play the Jets quarterback.
Rob Johnson?
Rob Johnson.
Yeah, I should have known that. I'm getting mixed up now with Doug Johnson comes to mind when you think of quarterbacks.
Okay. How about Gary Brown?
Running back for the Giants?
Gary Brown's a running back. He's with the Oilers at this point.
Was he with the Giants after that?
I feel
that?
Like he was. Yeah. I was thinking okay. Giants. Giants came to my head there as okay. well. 3 for 8. Stan Humphries.
Chargers?
Yeah. Dude, look yeah. at those unis. Just look at that bolt.
Yeah.
God. Look at that.
I don't know if I could have named you the position, but that's why my mind is fried.
It's tough.
Yeah, I should have. Well, but a quarterback, like I knew who it
was. Well,
that's
true. Quarterback.
I knew who it was, and I knew it was with the Chargers, but like Fair. It wasn't coming to mind.
Speaking of the Chargers, and we always mess around because today's the last game at the Oakland Coliseum for the A's.
Yeah.
Jerry had that in the update earlier. Did you ever make it out to Qualcomm to see a Padre game?
No, I've been to...
the new one.
Yes.
Petco. So you never made it out to the Murph?
No, I wish I did. Jack Murphy Stadium.
I did.
I mean, it's probably nothing to it.
It's pretty cool, actually.
I loved Petco. I think Petco is actually underrated.
Like, I haven't been there. It looks awesome.
Oh, yeah. And the city or the town around there?
Yeah, yeah. I've been to San Diego. I wasn't there when it was built. All right, Stan Humphries, you got
I took my wife for her first anniversary. I treated her to a Padres Marlins game.
Oh, nice.
Hey, you want to go to San Diego? Because I knew the Pods were in town and I wanted to check the
box. Where'd you go year two? Reds Pirates doubleheader?
Actually, that was before we got married. We did go to Reds whatever.
Yes, Hoff. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
What is he, Evan Roberts?
Yeah, well, I want to check the ballparks. Been I wanted to get them all done by the time I turned 40. I'm 45 and I still have 6 to go. So.
Randall Hill.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Randall Hill.
Uh-huh.
Not ringing a bell. Cleveland Browns.
This is maybe the odd... No, he's a Dolphin. 3 for 9.
I should have known that. Now you say it.
That's it. There's not many cards in this pack. Kind of a quick...
You sure you're none sticking together there?
I'm positive, yeah. Okay. This is kind of weird, though. Look at this card. I've never seen a card where somebody's not wearing his actual uniform. Look what he's wearing. This might
Superman
be worth something.
Shirt? Randall... Well, bring him home to Colt. Yeah, see if he can
he's
test
He's got
those.
That little app. He'll just zap it up and see what it's worth.
All right. You want to do that other pack right there or what?
Yeah, I'll bang this out real
quick. You want to do it to you?
Yeah, do it to me real quick.
93. Here we go. Real quick. Come on. There was only 9 cards there.
Give him the look.
We'll buzz through it.
Guys, it's very cute today with this.
Yeah. Right, hurry up.
Leonard Marshall.
What year?
93 tops.
93 Giants.
Jets.
Oh.
I don't even remember him with the Jets.
I was going to say Jets.
Dude, here's the problem. I can't see the names on these
I'm rushing.
Tim McGee.
Redskins.
Woo, baby. Good call.
Yep.
Confident.
I should
Todd
that first.
Scott.
That's ridiculous. Chargers?
No, Vikings.
Okay, 1 for 3.
Thomas Everett.
Vikings.
Cowboys.
Okay.
Gil Bird.
Vikings.
Chargers.
1 for 5.
You should know this one.
Go ahead.
If you don't get this one, I'd be terribly disappointed.
If I don't get this one, we're going to stop it. We're going to get to the calls. Go ahead.
Willie Rofe.
Willie Rofe's a saint.
There you go.
Outstanding offensive lineman.
Neil O'Donnell.
What year?
This is 95.
He 95.
Excuse me, 93. 93.
Oh, he's definitely with the Steelers.
Yes.
Jets gave him $20 million to come in the mid-90s.
You should also get this one.
So 3 for 6. Go ahead.
Lomas Brown.
Lomas Brown, offensive lineman, Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Let's go,
here we
baby.
Go, baby. Woo! On a heater.
4 for 7.
Roman Pfeiffer.
Roman Pfeiffer, linebacker, Saints.
Ooh.
What? When I get the team roll?
Rams. Oh. Yeah. You should have got that
I was
one.
On a little smoke job there. Let's go.
Mark Kelso.
I don't know.
Tight end,
Vikings.
Bills.
Okay.
I remember him. Right, now that you say safety, he's actually a safety for the Bills.
I remember him.
Let me turn these over so I can see. Derek Fenner.
No idea.
Me neither. Running back for the Bengals.
Okay.
Rich Miano.
M-I-A-N-O?
Yes.
He played for the Jets at one point. I don't know if he's on the Jets at this point.
He was not.
Like, was he a safety or a running back?
Yes, safety.
White guy?
Yes.
I remember him.
Yeah, so you know him.
What team?
Eagles. Close enough. Scott Mercer.
Offensive lineman.
Defensive.
He may have been on the Jets. I may have been on the Jets at this point.
Jets?
Yeah, I remember Scott Mercer.
Mark Collins.
think he's a safety or corner. Somewhere in that vicinity. Maybe on the Giants. Could have been on Dallas. Giants.
Yeah, this is a good pack.
Yeah.
Gerald Robinson.
Falcons?
No, Rams. All right, good pack. I didn't keep score necessarily, but not bad.
All right,
let's get back to the phones. BT and Sal on the
fan.
888-808. More confidence with the football now. Now that we got some decent packs, could be a little more fun. I got to feed you the confidence, get you more in.
888-808-1019
is the number to call. Tony's in Bethpage. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good. What's up, Tony?
Yeah, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan since I've been 13. I'm 58 now. And my view on tonight's game as a Cowboy fan is I'm worried about Neighbors. I watched him last weekend. That boy's got talent.
He's awesome.
But back to Dallas, if Dak makes smart decisions in our end of the field and doesn't throw those dumb interceptions where it's a pick six, and if Michael Parsons could go berserko to set the other defensive linemen in, and you know what? We got to protect Neighbors. We basically got to just, I know we dominate them all these years, but this is a different game today.
I think it is too. Tony, I'm kind of saying the same thing. And if it's not a different game, then there's something wrong with the Giants under the hood.
You know, a lot of times, though, like last year in particular, the Giants shooting themselves in the foot the entire game, like that is where it gets away from them and goes to a whole nother level. I think it'll be, like, I'll give you, you know, like 31-17, something like that. As I was writing this down before, remember you were going over the scores, 35-10?
Blah.
Yeah, 31-17. Like, that's really a non-competitive.
Unless it's 24-17 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter and Dallas gets a little tack on.
Yeah, I just don't think, and again, who knows what the final score, I don't think the Giants are going to be within a score at the end of this game.
I give them a chance to do that, and we'll see. Let me ask you this. Yeah. I meant to ask you this earlier. I didn't get to it. So, if I say to you, all right, what the amount of points that Dallas can't score more than for you to feel comfortable that the Giants can hang? Like, what's a number point-wise that you think the Giants can realistically hang with? They're not scoring 40. They're not putting up mid-30s. Like, what's your number?
So you're asking me what number do I think the Giants need to hold Dallas to, or what I think the max the Giants can score is?
Well, it's actually both, because they kind of equate to the same thing,
I don't
really
see the Giants scoring more than
21, 24?
Yeah, I was going to say 24. Now, I don't think it's going to be that anyway tonight.
Okay.
But that to me is like max.
That's optimal. Let me ask you this.
Like if the Giants get to 24.
Can they win 24-21?
Maybe they have a shot. I don't see that being the case. I think it's a great question. The Giants probably have to score 27 for me to really feel like they can win this game. 27, 24, something like that.
I mean, I probably agree, and I know
you're not holding Dallas down under that.
No, I don't think they're going to hold them down conventionally. But what I'm hanging my hat on, and listen, this really might come back to burn me outside of the pass rush, which I think the Giants will finally show up and get to Dak for the first time in game. I think I heard Gio say this morning they haven't sacked him in three games. Something crazy. We know they don't beat them, but he hasn't sacked him in like three. He hasn't been sacked. I think that the way the Giants keep this lower than score wise than we might think is to possess the ball.
Yeah.
And you do that by running.
Yeah.
And there's a vulnerability there with Dallas.
Especially with your quarterback. It's got to be Singletary and Daniel Jones. Well, I agree with that. And even, look, at the end of rounds with Neighbors, you get creative, find a way to get the ball.
Like on fourth down.
That's what I'm saying. Coaching-wise, I think they're going to have a good game plan like that.
And I think that that's plausible.
I just don't know if they're going to be able to sustain that the entire game.
Got another question for you. Let's say, like they did with the Browns now, maybe they did this because they didn't think that Deshaun Watson could really burn them. Let's say it's fourth and a long one.
Yeah.
From the Giants' own 40.
Yeah, I think they got to be aggressive.
You don't think they punt that? You don't think it changes week to week based on who you're playing?
Now, remember last week they were down.
I don't know if I'm giving Dallas a short field right away.
Last week they were down. I think they need to be aggressive to be able to hang with
Dallas. Aggressive and reckless. I mean, I don't know that I would say that that's right. Like, if it's fourth and three, that's a little reckless.
Yeah, it depends
fourth
on the score, one, point in the game.
I'm saying early.
Okay.
Like the Giants-Browns game.
Yeah. I felt, put it this way, watching the game in Cleveland, I felt they had to go for it.
Me too. I said it out loud. Go for it.
I'll have my gut feel where, hey, you know what? All right, by the looks of things early on here, just play it safe and punt it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long night. You need to go for it.
I think that's a good point because they had to try to re-seize some momentum. Yeah. The opening fumble, the quick strike to Cooper, the three and out, the penalty.
And normally I'm a conservative. I would punt. Normally.
Mm-hmm.
But that to me, situation. It was the right call to go for, and I thought it was a brilliant play call. So we'll see how the game plays out tonight. All right, BT, much more on the Dallas Cowboys game. We've been talking some Yankees. We'll get into some Mets as well. Anything you missed, check out on the free Odyssey app, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.